reluctant when people talk about testimonies, because testimonies are usually something really dramatic. And, you know, people who've really seen God speaking to them, working in their lives. And but I'm here, in a sense, representing those of us who, for whom life hasn't been quite that dramatic. I hope you'll forgive the fact that it is rather dull. Yes. Yes. When I was 13, I was baptized in my home church in London. And I was given a Bible in a modern translation. And they chose the verse to inscribe for me. And this is what they chose. It's actually 2 Timothy 3:14-15. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you have learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. It's always seemed important to me to know my Bible. Even as a child, sort of before then, I used to read a book of children's Bible stories learnt a lot about the Old Testament from that and the New. Being brought up in the Brethren, I was exposed to good Bible teaching, and in my home church and later at Alma. And later on, I was able to study Scripture a bit more under Olive Rogers, who will be known to many here, but not everyone, as she's now with the Lord. I found throughout my life that a knowledge of the Bible is a help as I struggle to make sense of the world and to work out what I should do in various situations. Sometimes one comes across individual verses that can encourage and guide, both in major and minor situations. I haven't actually got words that have come to me with great power. The things that God has intervened in my life in great power have been rather more... I mean, there was a time that I skidded on black ice and in my Mini went straight into head first into a lorry and escaped with a slight bruise on my, well, a rather nasty bruised bone on my leg, and no other problems at all. The only explanation I've ever thought of that is that there was an angel in front of the lorry that pushed my car back, and it actually went straight back and bounced off a house. So it was a very, it was all sort of quite traumatic, but the Bible didn't actually involve in that. But there are minor things. A few years ago, I came across Hebrews 12:12, which says, "Strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees." And I thought that was for me, particularly the weak knees bit. And I realized that I needed to do more exercises and not just accept the limitations my body was putting on me as age and accepting them, but to fight, so to speak. When I think of these verses in Timothy, I also remember 2 Timothy 1:5. "I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois, your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also." Like Timothy, I have 2 generations of dedicated and committed Christians behind me. All my grandparents were missionaries, spending their lives in the Lord's service. And I'm very conscious of that heritage and of my godly parents. I've also always remembered the heritage we have at Alma, not just George Muller, who built this church, but the many people in the past. Again, the ones that some people will remember, but many won't. Phil Clutterbuck, Margaret Jack, Olive Rogers, David Cunningham, all these great Christians who are now with the Lord, but whose example, encouragement, teaching have helped many of us, well, those of us who've been around a bit longer. So if we move forward, it's because, like Isaac Newton, we stand on the shoulders of giants who showed us how to live lives centered on our Lord Jesus Christ. We can try and follow their example, but we must walk our own walk with the Lord and depend on him alone. We won't go to heaven from the great Christians that we've known. We'll get to heaven because we know Jesus.